Introduction. Welcome to Stage 1 of our course, Cloud Computing Essentials for Developers. In this stage, we will explore the fundamental concepts of cloud computing that are essential for your development career. By the end of our time together, you will not only understand what cloud computing is, but also the different models that exist, the types of services offered, and the key benefits that can be harnessed in your projects. Let's embark on this journey to build a solid foundation in cloud computing. Main content definition of cloud computing. Cloud computing is a transformative technology that allows individuals and businesses to access and store data and applications over the internet, instead of relying solely on local servers or personal devices. Imagine being able to use software, access files, or run applications from anywhere, at any time, simply with an internet connection. This shift from traditional IT infrastructure to a cloud-based approach opens up a world of efficiency and flexibility. Cloud computing is often likened to a utility service, such as electricity or water, where you can draw on resources as needed without worrying about the underlying infrastructure. This model enables businesses to innovate faster and adapt to changing market demands. Types of cloud models: public, private, hybrid. When we talk about cloud models, there are primarily three types to consider: public, private, and hybrid. Public cloud. This model is hosted on the internet and made available to the public. Think of services like Google Cloud or AWS. They offer resources that can be accessed by anyone. The advantage? Scalability and cost effectiveness, as you only pay for what you use. For example, a startup can use a public cloud to host its website without the need for significant upfront investment in hardware. Private cloud. In contrast, a private cloud is dedicated to a single organization. It's essentially a secure environment that offers more control over data and security. This is ideal for businesses that handle sensitive information, such as financial institutions. For instance, a bank may choose a private cloud to ensure compliance with regulations regarding data privacy. Hybrid cloud. This model combines elements of both public and private clouds, allowing data and applications to be shared between them. This flexibility can lead to optimized resources and better overall efficiency, which many businesses find appealing. For example, a company might store sensitive customer data in a private cloud while using a public cloud for less sensitive workloads, allowing for both security and scalability. Service models: IaaS, PaaS, SaaS. Next, let's dive into the service models available in cloud computing. Infrastructure as a service, IaaS, Platform as a service, PaaS, and Software as a service, SaaS, IaaS. This model provides virtualized computing resources over the internet. Think of it as renting IT infrastructure, like servers and storage, on a pay-as-you-go basis. This allows developers to manage their own applications without the hassle of maintaining physical hardware. An example of IaaS is Amazon EC2, where you can launch virtual servers as needed. PaaS, Platform as a Service, allows developers to build applications without worrying about the underlying infrastructure. Imagine having a platform where you can develop, test, and deploy applications seamlessly, without the complexity of hardware management. Google App Engine is a great example of PaaS, where developers can focus on code rather than server management. SaaS. Finally, Software as a Service delivers software applications over the internet on a subscription basis. Services like Google Workspace or Salesforce serve as prime examples. With SaaS, you don't have to install or maintain software. Everything is hosted in the cloud. This is particularly beneficial for businesses that want to minimize IT overhead and ensure that Users always have access to the latest software version. Benefits of cloud computing: scalability, cost efficiency, flexibility. Embracing cloud computing comes with numerous benefits. Scalability. Cloud solutions can easily scale to meet the demands of your business. Whether you experience sudden growth or have fluctuating workloads, the cloud can adjust accordingly. For example, an e-commerce site can handle increased traffic during holiday sales without investing in additional hardware. Cost efficiency. With the pay-as-you-go model, businesses can significantly reduce capital expenditures. There's no need for large upfront investments in hardware or software. Companies can allocate budgets more effectively, paying only for the resources they use. Flexibility. The cloud allows for remote access, meaning teams can collaborate from anywhere in the world. This flexibility can lead to enhanced productivity and satisfaction among employees. For instance, a remote team can access shared files and applications in real time, streamlining collaboration and decision making. Key terms: virtualization, multi-tenancy, resource pooling. Finally, let's clarify some key terms that are often encountered in cloud computing discussions. Virtualization. This technology enables the creation of virtual versions of physical components, such as servers or storage. It maximizes resource efficiency by allowing multiple virtual machines to run on a single physical machine. This means better utilization of hardware resources. Multi-tenancy. This refers to a single instance of software serving multiple users, ensuring that resources are shared while maintaining data security. For example, in a multi-tenant application, each user's data is stored separately, yet they share the same underlying infrastructure. Resource pooling. In cloud environments, resources are pooled to serve multiple customers using a multi-tenant model, which optimizes resource allocation and efficiency. This allows providers to dynamically allocate resources based on demand, improving overall performance and reducing costs. Conclusion. As we wrap up stage one, we have laid a foundation for understanding cloud computing. You've learned about its definition, the various cloud models, service types, benefits, and key terminologies. This knowledge will be instrumental as you further explore cloud computing in your development career. Reflection questions. How can you envision using cloud computing in your current or future projects? Which cloud model do you think would best suit your organization's needs? And why? Reflect on the benefits of cloud computing. How could they impact your workflow and productivity? Thank you for your engagement in this stage. Looking forward to seeing how you apply these concepts in your career advancement.